Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello everybody. My name is Jeff Wise and I'm your host of The Fan Spot. And we are here live with The Fan Spot, August the 26th, 2017 season. So anyway, I'm sure that you're probably looking at the title of the show, and the show was supposed to be a live broadcast for the Dallas Cowboys and the Oakland Raiders. However, we got our times confused, and so we are going to be kind of shooting from the hip here today, but we're still going to be talking some Cowboys football. So let's just get right into it. As always, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the state of the Dallas Cowboys with or without Ezekiel Elliott. And most people, you know, are of the mindset that without Elliott, the Cowboys probably can't win more than three games within this first six-game stretch. Anyway, as I'm looking at the roster, what I see is two very capable backs in Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden, two 1,000-yard rushers at one time that, actually, you know, made a name for themselves in the NFL. So I don't really see the Cowboys struggling as much as most people might believe that they are in the run game. But as I'm looking at this, here's what I also see. It seems to me that it's more of a matter of people see how dynamic Zeke is. And Zeke is such, you know, he's one of those players that he can overshadow a lot of players in the NFL just on his ability alone. I mean, he's just a good player. He's so dynamic. He can do so many different things. So I think that because of that, I think players like Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris can get lost, you know, in especially in comparison. But again, you know, one of the things that I try to explain to people is, you know, you have to look at what the Cowboys are as a whole, as a team, and what they're able to do, and do those running backs fit their run schemes, as far as the zone blocking stuff that they like to do? And I would have to say yes. And so anyway, we do have a guest here. I wanted to go ahead on and get our guest on the line so that we can talk a little bit about the state of the Cowboys. Okay, I have 2003 on the line. Go ahead, caller.
I think the Dallas Cowboys will be just fine with or without Zeke. I think that they're definitely going to win more than three games in the first six games if, in fact, Elliott, if the suspension holds up on Elliott.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. So now we're looking at he's going to get suspended. I mean, at least that's the way everything is pointing. So let's say the Cowboys are going to win without Elliott, how many games do they win in six games? And with Elliott, how many games do they win?
That's hard to decide. I mean, Dallas has a lot of qualifying running backs, and in their offensive line is very tight this year.
I agree with you.
I'm going to put in a prediction, probably five out of the six games, looking at the schedule.
So you're saying five out of the six games the Cowboys can win without Zeke?
Yep. They're running back.
And so now how many?
Running game will not be as tight as what it, perhaps not as tight as what it is with Zeke, but they also have a lot of, their passing game is on point with Dak Prescott.
And you know what? It's funny that you mentioned Dak Prescott because you're actually going right into the next segment of the show that I actually just sat here and planned out, and that's pretty good. Here's what I wanted to ask you then. Let's just kind of stay on the Zeke situation for a second, and I'm going to run down like these first six games that the Cowboys are playing, and what I'm going to do is kind of explain, you know, it's matchups, because I totally believe that this game is all about matchups. So let's say the first six games, the Cowboys are going to play the Giants, the Broncos, the Cardinals, the Rams, the Packers, and the 49ers. Here's what I see. The Broncos, the Broncos, in my opinion, or even when you look at their numbers, they don't have an offense that anyone should be afraid of. The Cardinals, the same thing. Neither do the Rams, and neither do the 49ers. So when I look at the schedule, what I see is the Cowboys can potentially win four of these first six games without Zeke. The two teams on the schedule that I would say the Cowboys would have a problem with would be the Giants and the Packers. But I think those other four teams, I don't think that those teams match up as well against the Cowboys as some people would probably believe that they do.
So, I totally agree with that.
The
simple fact that, especially with the Cowboys are going to come back and want to beat the Giants for the first game, irregardless with or without Zeke, for the simple fact those were the two games that they lost last year. And as far as the Packers, my opinion of the Cowboys getting robbed out of the playoffs, I think they're going to come back with revenge against them as well.
You know what? I can see that. I can definitely see that. Now, here's what I was looking at, because of what you're saying, you're talking about, you know, what our matchups were against the Packers and the Giants a year ago. Now,
exactly.
The way I'm looking at this is I see, to me, I believe if the Cowboys can get a win against the Giants week one, I think that this is a football team that will go into their bye undefeated. I think that they will sweep the first part of their season. They'll beat the Giants. If they beat the Giants week one, they'll beat the Broncos, they'll beat the Cardinals, they'll beat the Rams, and they'll beat the Packers going into their bye. When they come off of their bye, they will be playing the 49ers. Now, here's the crazy thing about it. That would mean that Zeke would be returning week eight against the Washington Redskins on October the 29th. And in my opinion, that is the perfect game to have him come back, especially if the Cowboys can run off at least four of these of their first six games. Zeke coming back, a fresh Ezekiel Elliott coming back against the Redskins, I will take that any day. And then the Cowboys will finish up the season with the Chiefs, the Falcons, the Eagles, the Chargers, Redskins again, Giants, Raiders, and Seahawks, and then season finale against Philadelphia. Okay, so let's just go into the next segment of the show. You had mentioned something about Dak Prescott. And my question is, do you think Dak Prescott is the real deal?
I do. I think his poise is good. He has determination. And there's so many questions about his quote-unquote sophomore year that he is determined to make everybody eat their words and not have that slump in his quote-unquote sophomore year.
You know, I have to agree with you again. In fact, just listening to him in some of the interviews, it's funny because anytime that the idea of sophomore slump comes up to Dak Prescott, you can see the look in his face that it's almost like he thinks that whole idea is completely ridiculous. Like, and I think it's because this is a guy that really believes in himself. And because he believes in himself, what generally happens is the people around him will believe in him as well. And that's how human relations work. Like, we can look at each other and we can look at people and see people that are confident. And usually when someone has a lot of confidence, people are drawn to those types of people. I think Dak Prescott is the perfect guy to be the quarterback of this team. And I don't, and you're right, I agree with you. I don't see a sophomore slump happening with Prescott, simply because he believes in himself and because he does. And when you look at the talent around this team, all of these guys are going to raise their game. They know what they did last year. They knew exactly what their potential was. And I believe that they're going to take that and they're going to continue to be a dominant offensive team. I think they're going to really put their foot on the accelerator as far as the passing game as well. Let me ask you this. And this is what I think is one of the strangest things, just kind of like looking at the Cowboys' overall picture. Do you realize that three of the teams that they play in the regular season were also three of their preseason matchups as well? And I don't know if I've ever seen a time in NFL history that's happened, where the Cowboys or any team ended up playing three teams in the preseason that they play in the regular season. So we played the Cardinals in the Hall of Fame game. we play the Rams, and tonight we're playing against the Oakland Raiders. And those are also teams that are on our regular season schedule. So when I look at this, this is what I wonder. Does this give the opportunity for a young person like Dak Prescott to get a look at those teams before he actually plays them in the regular season? You know, seeing what their personnel is like and that kind of thing, does it offer an advantage to the Cowboys at all having to do that?
I believe it does, because you already know, well, most of them are rookies when in the preseason, so they still get a look at the way they're going to run their offense and defense, which I think is in favor of any team that plays them in regular season.
I agree with you. Okay. All right. So anyway, so this was basically, again, this was just a preview show. We had to kind of shoot from the hip here. We didn't really get a chance to put all the show stuff in that we wanted to, simply because, you know, our broadcast times were all wrong. And so we're going to end up having to cut this particular show short. But anyway, for those listeners out there, if you get the opportunity, when you want to tune into the Fan Spot or you want to call in, you can call in at 646-668-2180. And you can talk to me, Jeff Wise, your host, and we can talk some football. But until then, today is Saturday, August the 26th, 2017. I hope everyone out there is enjoying their football. And if you get an opportunity, we will. You can send me a friend request on my Facebook page, which is Jeff Wise at the Fan Spot. So. Until then, so long, everybody, and I hope you enjoy your football day.